ABC Radio Australia.
The book has a proposed title, Echoes from Watupochau, Gorokanal Stories and World Views. Watupochau has one fella place where hemi most of the stories from Gorokanal hemi originated from there, and also our histories and genealogy. If I believe that them come from there. So far, no anyone hemi really focus on writing the stories and collecting the stories. Plus, most of the stories hemi start to disappear, especially from our older generation. So, being with the current technologies we have and more some writers or poets or some if I like for collecting not stories. Overall project is for collecting the stories, written stories, and also doing oral and chants for calling lele, and also the tutifla and word play rhymes and also lo language lo guale. So part of it, hemi not necessarily where hemi for putum lo English or pidgin, but also using mother tongue lo guale too, or languages. Along the line, me fell a plan for putum lo like ebook or something. So
and book you mentioned him might be actually in language lo Gorokanal.
Book him might be not entirely lo language lo Gorokanal, but lo English and pidgin too. So, like, me for try to encourage him that some of the stories, me, time me write him in English or in pidgin, him no garam like what he me like for tell him. So, by me, sa putong lo la language, then might find him any translated version on the side.
Why do you think this fella project him important for Okata people of Gorokanal, and why now you think Ota should share him information and Ota stories? Culture,
blue fella. I come with an idea, knowing that some stories and very, how about me put them, hidden stories, yeah, or hidden transcripts where me fella no like for out him too. So me fella got him to reflect criteria where, you know, some stories him better for him to tell him, and some stories him better for him to tell him. So the whole idea of the book is to collect the general stories or general views where him in need for talent, and then him na ben fella luluklan and come up with him. And the other general idea is for new generation savena look at the stories block at where him, I mean, like Konera itself him changed so much this time. If picking logual him on the town, him no really connect back lo, you know, the traditional stories and also. So that's the idea of, you know, putum the stories in the book, and then for next generation at least at as I access to.
When you stuck a story, at the start for loose finish or what na findings play you found?
Stuck a stories where like me fella save lo him and me start for loose with him na older generation. So even me fella seleva me fella looking that one. That I'm one for a problem. So him too, me for a try for collecting the stories and at least preserve him and also.
Emmanuel, every question me like ask him now. You got any last final words for tell him come or share him or any other point where he might not cover him or story point for him?
Me just like for also appeal to the Gorokanal people for putting stories better forward. Stories were the thing that need to be told to next generation. And I think this one him is important for him, Solomon Island as a whole. So might be this project and might maybe encourage him other province for doing too. How me looking? Because the general idea here is like if you look back, a lot of our histories are written by, you know, explorers and all these people from outside. So I think now it's time for Solomon Islanders to tell our own stories, the way we think can be appropriate for you, rather than somebody else not come for tell them and writing for you. So I think that's the liberation part of it. Like you tell the story and you own the story.